You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Yes, the Dow went up 1,173 points yesterday, 4.5%, but that was yesterday. Today, analysts say many of the economic interventions that global policymakers have been doing in the face of the coronavirus outbreak are underscoring the uncertainty about so much of this. The benchmark for 10-year interest rates in America is down again, 0.93% now. Now, money can't buy you love, they say, which brings us to Mike Bloomberg in the context of the Democratic primaries. You saw the former New York mayor dropped out of the presidential race yesterday after spending $500 million on his campaign. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on what money can and cannot buy you in politics.
Lots of money can buy you lots of advertisements, which can certainly help you with name recognition. But, says Democratic strategist Atima Omara,
as much money as you can spend, at the end of the day, putting in the time with the voters on the ground is what makes a difference and making the case face to face.
Bloomberg spent some time in Super Tuesday states, but Omara says he wasn't as engaged as other candidates. Sarah Briner is with the Center for Responsive Politics and says even though President Trump famously self-funded part of his campaign,
he really was the exception to a long, long history where these rich billionaires and millionaires self-fund campaigns but can't connect to voters.
And she says Bloomberg likely isn't done spending money in this race.
I anticipate a lot of anti-Trump advertisements being brought to you by Bloomberg.
One thing research shows money can buy you in politics is influence. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.